interactive discussion with civil society, including the universities, academic world, scientists who've demonstrated to be successful in other bodies. We need to involve women more, the youth more in the disarmament process. We need to strengthen education and cooperation for peaceful use of nuclear energy, as we said in our Cluster 3 statement. Mr. Chairman, it's urgent that we build a link between the three processes of the PrepComs and the review conference, and that when we look at the situation of the NPT, that we do so on the basis of our evaluation of this progress made in compliance of all states of the NPT. We need to strengthen the compliance culture so that we can ensure that we do get rid of nuclear weapons under Article 6 of the NPT. Our view is that we cannot continue to have discussions as if every year we were starting from scratch and without us having real accountability on compliance under every article of the NPT and the commitments shouldered by all of states in the context of the review conferences. My country reiterates its commitment to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and we consider that it's absolutely necessary for us to have a successful review conference in 2020. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished representative.